Vav Teves Siman Lamed Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, and we're going to Halacha Chav Vav. So we're continuing to discuss the science of salting. The meat should be in its salt at least an hour. Shas Atchak means people stock at Erev Shabbos, etc. You could rely on 24 minutes. The idea is of how long it takes for the blood to be drawn out by the salt. Now, after the meat is in its salt in its proper amount of time that we just mentioned, the person should try to make sure to remove all the salt off the meat. How do you do that? By rinsing it three times properly in water. Yisha Yiras Hashem, the Kitzur says, a woman that's God-fearing should do it herself and watch over it, because sometimes the Mesharet, the servant, or whoever it is that's helping out, is not going to be too careful with the amount of water that's needed, and Chas Hashem, person can end up eating blood. So that's the reason why these things have to be so taken care of, and Hashgachan is required. Of course, we pay for Hashgachan, everything else that's done in kashering. Okay, next halacha is a person, when it comes to birds, fowl, you got to remove the head. This is something actually I mentioned earlier. When it comes to birds, chickens, in the neck, there's actually two blood vessels that run along the side of the windpipe, and through it, all the blood, basically the blood courses. And a person has to make sure that when the shechita is done, the slaughtering of the chicken is done, so most of the blood usually comes out. These vessels also have to be severed. So that's the reason why the head has to be removed before the soaking process takes place. And if that was not done, a person has to ask a shayla. Same thing is when it comes to an animal. Even by an animal, you don't have this problem. But the chatchila, they remove the head. Now, meat that was not yet salted, the Kitzur says, blessed not to place it in a place where there's sometimes salt, because again, the salt could end up causing the blood to be absorbed before the proper process of salting it, of removing the blood. And generally speaking, it's important to have a designated utensil that's only done for kashering. So this, we don't have any questions of people putting food into these utensils that might have a residue of blood and run into problems. When it comes to the head, so the head, how do you kasher the head? So for example, let's say you have a chicken's head, or you have an animal's head. You have to soak it, you have to cut it first properly, and then you have to take the brain and remove the membrane. And this way you're able to properly soak it and salt it. And when it comes to the head, you have to also salt it from inside and outside. You could do so even though the hairs are still attached, because the salting process will draw the blood out even if there's hairs. When it comes to bones that have marrow, if they're still attached to the meat, you could salt it together. But if they're detached already from the meat, best to salt them alone, because otherwise they will absorb the blood from meat that's sitting next to it. In general, there's an important principle that when something that has an easy time for the blood to be drawn out, if it's going to stay and tally with other meat that is taking its time, it might absorb the blood that's coming out from the other item. So that's why we try to separate the two. When it comes to the legs of the animals, you have to cut off the tips of the hooves before you soak them. And this also allows the blood to be able to come out. And you have to also place them in an angle where the blood is going to be drawn to properly drain out. You could also salt it with the hairs. When it comes to the heart, you have to tear it before soaking in order for the blood to come out. We actually mentioned not so long ago that people really should avoid eating the heart of an animal, because it's kosher l'shicha, causes people to forget. And that's why most of us don't eat hearts. When it comes to Reya is the lungs. Interesting that the lungs, the minig is to cut it open and also open up the bronchi, even though technically speaking, that's not so necessary, but that's a minig before you do what's called the soaking process. And finally, we get to maybe something that I think is much more shaykh for people, because this is something that a lot of people do, and I get shaylas, and that is when it comes to liver. So even people that don't soak meat, etc., are busy with liver. So you have to be careful to know the halachas when it comes to salting and getting the blood out of the liver. So liver, as we know, is made up of a lot of blood. It's kulei dam, the Gemara says. So the chatchila, we don't rely on the regular process that we've been describing when it comes to regular pieces of meat. Rather, we roast it in fire. The properties of fire is, has the ability to draw blood. But in order to make sure that you're doing everything correctly, you have to cut it well first. You have to place it over the fire in order for the fire to draw the blood. And you have to rinse it before you place it on the fire. And while it's on the fire, that's when you salt it a little bit. People get confused with this stuff. They salt it before, or they place it in the wrong position, or they have what's called, I saw in the Pesach Shabbos, they have this electric type of, I forget what it's called, like magla, that it turns over and spins around. And that's not a proper thing, because really it's to be in one position over the fire, and then slowly, slowly, it's drawing out the blood from all sides of the of this piece of liver. And the way to know is when it gets already dried. So that's where there has to be, or you have to have experience with it. It's not stama. Now, he says, the kids himself says, you roast it until it's ready to achila. So the amount of roasting is the amount of time that it would be proper, that it would be fitting to eat. Some place can really give a shear that it's the amount that you would that's considered what's called a chatzitz. I mean to say, it's similar to Hilchos Shabbos. It's half cooked. Let's call it half roasted. But in any case, you have to have experience to know that already there's no more blood. That's the idea. It's getting out the blood, and afterwards, you have to rinse it well from the blood that has been drained, and you should rinse it three times, and then you're able to cook it. Now, you should make sure that you're roasting, like I said, on the fire, not in some oven, because here you're gonna end, it's going to end up sitting in a pool of blood, and even with the type of wrappings also is not proper. So like we said, it has to be suspended, and best is to use these metal types of grates that people use. A person should not salt, like we said, the liver before roasting, the same way they roast meat, and certainly not to roast not to salt the liver together with other pieces of meat. Now we get to the spleen. I don't know how many of you eat spleen, but the spleen is really very similar to pieces of meat in its process. The only difference is you have to remove what's called the kum. It's the membrane from it, because it's actually also because of chaylev, forbidden fat, that you're not allowed to eat. You also have to get out and purge out the what's called the sinews. It's called the nikul. So you have to know how to do that. And basically, you're taking the top of the sinew and it pulls out together with it, the three strands. And otherwise, you could run into trouble, and you're going to have to, if it detaches, to make sure you get everything out. The chalcholes and shal me'ayim. Chalcholes basically is the rectum and the rest of the intestines. So a person salts them on the outer side where the fat actually is attached to them. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to do it on the inside. Kchal, the Kitzur says, which is the udder of the animal, is a very interesting whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. The keva is the stomach of the calf in which milk was found. So basically, you pour out the milk, and then it's treated like any other piece of meat in the process of kashering. And lastly, when it comes to eggs that are found inside of a fowl, inside of a chicken. So technically speaking, we know an egg, if it's completed, and it was laid, it's not chicken anymore. You could have it with milk. It's a Gemara that says it's kebeak butch. It's an expression. But if you find it inside, that's a question already. Since it's inside, then you shechted the when you slaughtered the chicken, so it might have a status of being part of the chicken, and therefore has a status of meat. Usually, if it's fully developed, it's not. But still, Chacham said you should not have it with milk. And not only that, whether they were completed or not, you have to soak them, salt them, wash them, unbelievable. But don't salt them with other pieces of meat, like we said before earlier, the problems that could come from that. Should put them in a place where the blood will be able to drain, and the meat, other pieces of meat that are draining should not go on those eggs. These eggs, even if they're completed, you're not allowed to have with milk.